Have you ever been in one of those situations where you weren't sure what the right move was? Like you had a decision to make and there was this little voice in your head saying, I don't know if this is the right thing and I don't want to mess it up. Listen, we've all been there, right? And sometimes it feels like no matter what we choose, it could go wrong. Now, let me ask you a quick question. How many decisions have you already made today? Like seriously, just think about it for just a second. You've probably made a bunch without even realizing it. Maybe you had to decide what to wear this morning, who to sit with at lunch at school, whether or not to answer a question in class, what to post or not post on social media. And hey, even whether or not to pay attention to anything I'm saying to you right now. We are constantly making decisions. Some are small, like picking out socks, and some will feel heavy. But the wild thing is that whether big or small, our decisions shape our lives in ways we don't always see right away. So what if I told you that there's something that could help you make the best choices? And even if you're skeptical of whether or not this is possible, what if you could experiment with this approach to life and discover that it is actually better? Now, before we get into that, let's get real for a minute. Most of your small decisions are no big deal, but as teenagers, you also have to make some seriously important ones. Decisions that feel like they could change everything, like where to go after high school, college, career, gap year, whether or not to ask someone to the dance, who to date or not date, whether or not you'll party like other people at your school, who to be friends with, and let's be honest, the choice to take some risks or play it safe, but risk rejection. That's a lot of pressure, right? And when the stakes are that high, when the problems are complicated, you're left wondering, what's the right thing to do? Is what I want to do okay? Or in major situations, is the choice I want to make truly okay? And there are plenty of ideas and opinions about what we should do, right? We can scroll social media for 5 minutes and hear dozens of opinions and ideas to try for ourselves. Everyone seems to have the idea, what's the right, true, noble, morally acceptable, or even legal way to do things. Every significant decision we want to make or life choice we're considering can sometimes feel impossible to get it right. And it leaves us wondering, how do I know if I'm making the right choice? Thankfully, the Bible has something to say about this. There's a principle in a book called Proverbs that can be so helpful. Proverbs is a collection of wise advice and sayings from a guy named Solomon. He was known for being a wise person and one of the most influential kings in Israel's history. So check out something he wrote a long time ago that can still help us today. The integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. Okay, so let's break that down. First off, integrity. What does that mean? Integrity is like a combo of authenticity and good character over time. Imagine it as a formula. Integrity equals authenticity plus good character. Let's talk more about the idea of authenticity. After all, it's kind of a buzzword in our culture, right? People even perform authenticity on social media by posting their most vulnerable feelings or saying no filter. But performing authenticity is kind of the opposite of authenticity. Real authenticity is about being true to yourself and who God created you to be. It means that you are the same person in every setting. Sure, you may not talk to your grandma the same way you talk to your friends, but when you are authentic, you value the same things no matter who you're around. Authenticity means you don't talk bad about your friends behind their back. Authenticity means you don't pretend to like music, sports, or games that you actually hate just so someone will like you. Authenticity looks like being honest about your values and beliefs, even if they're not popular. You shouldn't be unkind or arrogant, but you don't pretend to value things that you really don't. Authenticity even means paying attention to when you get a gut feeling that something isn't right. Now, let's talk about good character. One of the easiest ways to understand good character is by thinking of it as the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The Apostle Paul, one of the first Christian leaders, said that Christians should demonstrate these attributes or character traits. He called them the fruit of the Spirit because they are attributes that God's Spirit or God's power and presence in our lives actually help us produce. And as we choose to follow Jesus' example and live out His teachings, we experience more and more of these things in our everyday lives. Not because we're just trying harder to live better, but because God is actually transforming who we authentically are. Okay, so authenticity is a big part of integrity, but why does integrity matter? In the verse, Solomon says, integrity guides you. When you're real and consistent, your decisions get a little easier. You're not constantly second-guessing yourself. For example, if you've built a habit of honesty, you won't feel as torn when you're tempted to lie. You'll just stick to the truth. Think about it kind of like a muscle or a skill. Every time you practice push-ups, it gets easier to do push-ups. At the same time, every time you lie or choose to be unkind or are not patient, you probably rationalize that decision. You think through ways to feel okay with that choice. Then the next time, it's easier to be unkind or dishonest again because you have convinced yourself that it's okay. So many of the decisions we make are helping us grow in either integrity or a lack of it. We actually find one example of that in the verse. Solomon goes on to say, "The unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity." Now, duplicity is another word for being two-faced, acting one way in one place and a totally different way in another. And we've all seen this, right? Maybe it's someone who's super nice to their friends, but talks trash behind their backs. Or maybe it's someone who seems perfect online, but struggles in real life. So what happens? Eventually, that catches up with them. Living a double life isn't just exhausting, it can destroy your relationships, reputation, and even your sense of self. When you are constantly pretending to be someone that you're not, it's easy to sort of forget who you actually are. Okay, so have you ever been about to take a picture on your phone and notice that your camera is really dirty? That's what it feels like when you don't have integrity and authenticity. You won't be able to see clearly because you don't really know who you are or what you value. You struggle to make good decisions. Maybe you don't know how to be authentic because you don't know what authentic is. On the other hand, if your lens is clean, you can take a clear picture. In the same way, if you have integrity, you can see you and your circumstances clearly. You may still struggle to make decisions or navigate messy situations, but you know who you want to be and what you value. Also, when we live with integrity, our lives reflect God's goodness more clearly to others. It's easy for them to see God shining through us based on our actions and decisions. Okay, like I said earlier, let's say that you lie over and over again, or you cheat over and over again. Over time, it feels normal to have that foggy lens, and you can't see yourself clearly to realize that your integrity is slipping. Also, our lives no longer reflect God's goodness clearly. Sure, people will see glimpses of good, but the picture is distorted and unclear. They will also see duplicity in our actions. So practicing integrity matters because it affects the lives that we build, the people we become, and what we reflect to the rest of the world. It affects our relationships with others, and it affects our relationship with ourselves. Integrity guides us to make good decisions that lead to better relationships and a full life. Practicing integrity won't guarantee that our lives are always easy, but it does mean that our decisions are not causing problems because we made the wrong choice. In other words, integrity does what's right. Doing the right thing won't always be easy. In fact, sometimes it might even be unpopular, cause you to miss out on fun, or just generally be really difficult. But practicing integrity leads to a better life, and a lack of integrity almost always hurts you and other people. So, how do we actually practice living with integrity? Here are a few ways that you can begin. Think of these steps as an experiment to try over the next few weeks, a noble experiment. Being noble is just another way to say that you choose to live with integrity by doing the right thing. So, here's where to start. First, do what's authentic. Be true to who you really are. Now, here's the secret about being authentic. It's easier to be authentic when you remember that God created you to be unique and that you are loved. often when we're not authentic, it's because we don't want to be rejected. We are scared that people won't like us if we remain true to ourselves. And let me be honest for a second, it really could be that you don't have a truly safe place where you can be your authentic self and talk about your experiences and ask your most difficult questions. And if that's the case, talk to the person you do trust and work to find a safe community where you can be fully yourself as the person God created you to be. Remember, God created you in God's image and you are worthy of love. You don't have to be someone you're not just to get other people to accept you. And second, do what's right, even when it's tough or unpopular. If you're wondering what that is, look to the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You can also talk to a trusted adult to get more advice. Listen, most importantly, you can talk to God about every decision you face. You can ask for guidance and wisdom. Doing what's right won't always feel good or fun, but if you have a gut feeling something isn't right, it probably isn't. So do what's right for the sake of who you are becoming and the people you are in a relationship with. And third, be consistent. Keep making the right choices one decision at a time. You won't get this perfect all of the time, but the good news is that Jesus is always willing to forgive and help us start over. But the way to grow in integrity is by practicing integrity consistently over time. This isn't about being perfect, but it is about letting your integrity guide you through all of the big and small decisions that you make. So over the next few weeks, we're gonna dive deeper into what living with integrity looks like in real life. How can we make better choices, and what happens when we choose authenticity over duplicity? We'll continue this noble experiment of living with integrity together. But for now, I want you to imagine what a life full of integrity would even look like. Imagine how integrity would change the way that you relate to yourself, others, and even God for the better. This idea is so powerful, which is why we'll continue to talk about it through this series. So for now, when you head to groups, think about your answer to this question. When is the last time you chose to do the right thing, even though it was difficult?